Your drive home starts now with Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Followed by Hamish and Andy.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Happy R&B Fridays, Australia. Welcome to Carrie and Tommy. As we go right around Australia, you've got Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. Guys, afternoon.
Friday already.
I know. And I'm confused, to be honest. Well, because you brought our traditional Friday dog in here, and I appreciate this. I'm holding a soft toy of a dog that you've brought in for I don't know why. But I've got one question for you. This is a white fluffy dog, right? But then it's got a very peculiar smear of brown on its face. Is this dog wearing your fake tan? Is it?
Okay, two things. I don't know that dog.
What do you mean? That dog at me.
No, I came into the office earlier today and Evie had to be looked after for half an hour while I did something. And then the next time I saw her again, she had this dog in her hand. And then she took it home. And so then when I came back, I was like, Evie, we have to take the dog back to work because it's not our dog. And the dog has a chain around it that says due date.
It was weird.
And its face looks like it's been nuzzled in a breastful of
makeup. To be honest. But it was weird because Son said, who's that mutt? And I said, that's Bickmore. And she goes, no. I said, no, under her arm.
Although, I don't know.
Anyway, it's a tanned up little pooch.
It's so weird.
That can be our mascot for today, the Tarty Pooch.
Let's get into it. Time for Bickmore's Booty Drop.
Drop it like it's hot. Let's go. Bickmore's Booty Drop.
Now, a couple of weeks ago, I started getting Evie into a bit of MJ, a bit of Michael Jackson.
Oh, did you?
I hadn't introduced him to her before.
It trips me out that there's a whole generation of people that don't know who he is.
No. Well, she's going to know. And I started with Man in the Mirror.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Did you just flash? What just happened then?
Nothing.
I mean, I know it's Fridays and we're excited.
No, I went to take the top off.
Well, what happened?
I don't have a bra on, so I'm leaving my really hot jumper on.
I was looking down at my page and all I saw was like a cartoon character. I saw Caitlin's eyes just bulge out of her head like in that, Garuga! And I looked up from the page and went, what has happened here?
It's a girl thing. You go to take your jumper off and realise that you don't have a bra underneath your T-shirt and you realise that I'm a professional and my work colleagues don't need to see bare nipples.
Well, judging by the look on Caitlin's face... We can't tell. I can't tell if it's happy.
Anyway, I'm burning up in here as a result.
Hey, guys, I'm looking at you, your sweaty mess over there. We've got stuff we talk about on this show, but there's so much more that we would love to talk about.
Because we only go for an hour. We need like 5 hours to get through all the fun that we need to talk about.
I mean, wouldn't hours, 3 to 5, be fun? That'd be when we're losing our minds.
I would have literally sweated into the ground by then.
The amount of Norgs out action we'd have from 3 to 5. So I thought we could do the extra bits that we didn't get to this
good
week.
Idea.
You always do Bickmore's bits. Yeah. What about the extra bits we didn't get to? Because as you know, you've submitted ideas, I submit ideas. Yep. Also, our glorious producers, Caitlin, Sonda, they chuck in ideas as well. And some of them are amazing.
So is this a weekly thing? Have we got a new segment? Are we going to call it something?
I'm not sure yet.
Okay.
Because we're going to see how it goes.
Okay.
There's one here that's written down on the page here. All it is simply Japan will be hosting an event where a trio of Japanese adult film actresses will fart on stage. Now, how do we not get to that? firstly, whose is it?
It's mine.
Caitlin, that was you.
Mm-hmm. So, hold on, what do they do? They just get up and fart in like unison or like...
Why do you need more information?
Well, because you brought it up. I'm interested.
Yeah, but if that wasn't enough to sell it... I don't know what faith we have.
I need more info. I missed that part of the meeting. So tell me more. So what happens? They get up on stage. They have to fart at the same time or the same fart. So what happens?
I'm not completely sure. I just saw the headline too and said that's sold.
Isn't that good? Do you reckon they feed them farty stuff? Like is it
like
beans?
Baked beans.
Oh,
yeah.
This is
It would be
good.
Quite funny if they had to do a whole song in unison.
What would you go for?
Old MacDonald had a farm.
Old MacDonald had a fart. How great.
Do that.
Okay, here's the next one. Oh, actually, this one that's just written in biro, and this appears to be Caitlin's handwriting as well. I have a crush on one of my co-workers. Okay, that's weird. Do you want to tell us more about that
is
one?
Because I keep taking my top off.
That was never put on there. I don't know what you're talking about.
Because it's weird because some of these are in printer ink, but then some of these are just in handwriting.
I didn't get that one either. How am I missing all the best ones?
I don't know, but there's another one here. I always have a bog when I run, and this one's in Sonda's handwriting.
Oh, no, we've spoken to Sonda about that before.
Sonda,
she poos herself when she runs.
Yeah, did you want to readdress this, Son?
No, I don't.
Well, then why did you put it in handwriting on this sheet and give it to me?
I think Kaylin wants to talk about it again.
Is Kaylin?
I'm the one she's got a crush on.
Oh, is that what does it for you? That explains the Japanese women farting on the stage.
Because remember, we did a story with Sonda when the woman was doing poos out the front of that lady's house every day. Do you remember?
I do remember.
The fact that Sonda, when she runs, can only does poos when she runs.
Yes, Sonda does.
Hold on. She doesn't only do poos when she runs. Every time she runs, she does poos.
Hey, Son, why are you taking the treadmill into the bathroom? There's only one way we're going to get over.
I have to admit, after that conversation, I did go for a run on the weekend and I was thinking,
Sonda style? That's what it's called. If you're ever thinking, what is it? It's Sonda style.
I was thinking the whole time, what would you do if one came on?
And what would you do?
Well, I wouldn't do what you do and squat behind a tree.
Hey, it's not that desperate. She used her dogs as a shield, thanks very much. She's not squatting behind a tree like a savage. She's making a wall of, what's it? Feline's not the word.
Canine.
What is
fecal.
It?
Fecal.
Canine.
What?
Canine. Oh. Thanks, Tom.
Fecal.
I thought you were talking about poo.
Oh, see, isn't it worry?
Feces.
Isn't it worry when we're both dumber than the woman who runs and poops in the park? When we're looking to her for our moral and intellectual guidance.
Have you got any way to finish this or are we done?
No, I think we're done.
Yeah, that was our
first ever edition of Sloppy Seconds.
Yes.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Congratulations if you've got a job, right? If you've got a steady job.
That's a big shout out.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I've been reminded of the much poorer time that I had in my life recently. Because remember when, like, I don't know about for you, but I was doing bits and pieces of stand-up comedy, making no money for years, living in the worst share house. And what's one of those things that reminds you constantly of that time? Like, do you have anything that reminds you of when you were broke as hell?
I remember always stressing out that I wouldn't get to the end of the week with a full tank of petrol, but I wouldn't have gotten paid yet to fill up the petrol tank yet. And so then I'd have to bum off my friends for the last 2 days for rides to uni before I could fill up the tank.
Petrol light's a massive one. Bill Gates has never seen the petrol light come on.
Well, he might have at the beginning.
Oh, back in the day?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. Okay.
That's what we're talking about, back in the day. I mean, when recently have you not seen your petrol light bloody come on?
Because you know what else reminds me of then? Alfredo packet pasta. My mum would drop off like 20 packets of that pre-mixed Alfredo pasta.
Oh, pre-mixed. What's
that? Yeah, that packet pasta, that continental pasta.
Oh, not just dried pasta.
No.
But like you just warm it up.
You're meant to put butter and milk with it.
Oh, but you mix it round.
Yeah,
yes.
But I was so broke that I'd just put water with it, right? And
oh,
I'd have it every day.
Like
I reckon I had it.
Creamy carbonara.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then every now and then if I wanted to spice it up a little bit, I'd put a can of tuna in there.
Oh,
that's who's fishing the oceans dry, by the way. Art students. It's art students because you know you're not buying the dolphin safe tuna either. You're buying that $1 a tin, half of it's probably whale meat and you don't care.
Oh, stop.
You don't care.
I have tuna out of the can just on its own all the time.
Now,
I'm not having whale meat.
Well, here's what I want to talk about, right? Because I'm back to, for some reason, eating the most repetitive loser boring
meals. You're getting paid right to do this job, aren't you?
I know, but I'm finding...
Why are you doing that?
I don't know, but I'm fine just out of habit. I'm not cooking for anyone because I'm living by myself at the moment. I'm not cooking for anyone.
Do you know what?
So I can't be bothered.
So this week, Chris and Ollie have been in Uluru, right? All week.
Right.
One night, I had a wrap, like, you know, the wraps when you go to make tacos and stuff.
Yeah.
But I didn't make any of the tacos. I put peanut butter in it and rolled it up. Amazing. Yeah. The next night, I had a can of baked...
That's disgusting.
It was delicious. It was a wrap with peanut butter in it.
You had a peanut butter burrito.
Yeah, but without any of the burrito bit.
You might be a genius.
And then I had a can of baked beans the next night because normally I cook for the family and there was no one to cook for.
But
it was actually really good just having a simple meal.
No, it wasn't, mate. You're just sad like me and tricking yourself. This is what your brain does. It's a survival instinct because you know what I'm having at the moment?
What?
I'm having one of those brown rice single serve cups.
Yep.
You know those?
Yep.
Heat that up in the microwave.
What are you mixing through though?
I'm putting one tin of tuna and then again to make it a bit exciting, a bit of soy sauce and a bit of hot sauce.
Nothing wrong with that, mate.
Oh.
You're looking at this all the wrong way.
No, I'm not.
Simplicity, what is better than Vegemite on toast? The simple foods are sometimes the best.
Not every night for weeks. That is absolute loser meals.
We had that for breakfast every morning. We've had it for 34 years of your life and you're happy with it.
What? Vegemite on toast?
Toast and Vegemite.
Yeah, I'm just saying this is where I'm telling you, I'm sorry, but we're both losers.
All right, we're losers. And this I'm a proud loser.
This is what I want to talk about. 131060, you can definitely be proud, but you're a loser. I want to know, what's your loser meal and how often are you having it? Because mine is brown rice, tuna and soy sauce and I'm having it about six times a week. 131060. What's your loser meal? How often are you having it?
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
131060. We are asking, what's your loser meal and how often are you having it? Because I am having a single cup of brown rice with tuna and soy sauce, and I've been having it about, six times a week for about a year now.
I feel like you've hit the nail on the head. It's the repetition.
It's the repetition.
See, I like the idea of that meal, but I don't know if I could have it every single day.
Yeah, it's pretty grim.
You know what you could add to that? A can of corn.
Oh, I'll get another. Get another year out of that.
Give it a bit of crunch. We've got Pam on the line for the Central Coast. Pam, what's your loser meal?
My loser meal is condensed milk on Weet-Bix.
How often are you having that?
3 or 4 times a week. So
I mean, to be honest, you have made Weet-Bix pretty exciting.
Yeah, but why do you need the Weet-Bix? Wouldn't it just be better to eat the jar, the can of condensed milk?
Okay, you're trying to kill Pam.
Oh, no, but the Weet-Bix is just an unnecessary addition.
No, but that's the base. You're saying like...
Pam, would you like to defend yourself?
Sorry,
Pam. It's all about that base and it's all about that crunch.
Oh, it sounds delicious. And this is the thing. And Pam, again, this is about the repetition of it. Because these loser meals, you're right. I hear that and I go, that sounds amazing. But having it that often.
That reminds me, Pam, actually, the other day I got in the jar of Nutella and I like smoothed it across some Granada biscuits. Granada. And the crunch and the choc together was delicious.
Is Granada a type
or a
brand?
Granada,
like one of those
Granada.
Grainy ones?
Yes.
Hey, I need to ask Pam. Just one question quickly, and again, I'd appreciate an honest answer. Are there some mornings where you do just bugger off the Weet-Bix and just suck the condensed milk straight from the tube?
Oh, absolutely. There's nothing better.
And are they 2 out of the 3 mornings that you have it?
Look, I didn't want to say, but yeah.
I love you, Pam. You're a ripper.
All right, let's go to Daniel. Hey, Daniel from the Gold Coast. What's your loser meal?
Hey, guys. Hey, my loser meal is, you know, when you get the Maggi noodles and you get them out of the packet and you don't cook it, eat it.
And no, I've never done that.
Of course, I've done that for years because sometimes I crush them up while they're still in the packet and I tip the seasoning in and then you just eat them dry.
Like chips.
Yeah. Dan, how often are you having that?
Oh, I actually used to take them to school with me in my lunchbox and I'd have them probably like nearly every day. But
Maybe that's what I should do for Ollie. He's always complaining that his lunches are horrible. That's what I should weigh in there.
That's a dad lunch. For me, that was like mum would make Zangers and dad would just, you'll be fine.
He'll work it out.
And I'd come home still licking the roof of my mouth going, it was so dry, Dad. And he's like, yep, you're alive and well. You've done all right here. Hey, Ness, finish us off. What is your, what's your loser meal?
My loser meal is literally just plain pasta covered in tomato sauce.
Oh, my gosh. My brother used to do this, and he told me he'd invented a tomato and cheese sauce for pasta. And I said, what was it? And it was tomato sauce and cheese. Do you ever chuck a bit of cheese in there, Ness?
Not even cheese. Don't need it. It's not necessary.
Sorry. I've tried to get all fancy on you there, Ness. And how often are you having your pasta and tomato sauce?
Well, I'm a poor uni student, so from Monday to Thursday, it's pretty much my staple dinner.
We've forgotten the loser baby bit for all of these. So all of these, we're just saying to people, why don't you kill me?
It's pretty.
There we go.
I like it. It's grim and burly. Hey, Ness, if we sent you some tuna cans to spice it up, would you consider chucking them through?
Oh, no.
Oh, look. I'm pretty happy with the tomato and pasta sauce. I'm not gonna lie.
Is there anything you'd want to put through it? You wouldn't even put chicken through, would you? Would you put chicken or something? And what would you put through that?
Number one, I can't afford it, so my taste buds are just used to pasta and tomato sauce now. So I'm set.
I'm trying to give you something.
She doesn't want anything, mate.
I know.
This is your game.
Happy.
She's playing by the rules. Be happy.
Sorry, that's enough.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Aren't you tired of paying big bucks to see a movie, only to find out afterwards it was kind of terrible?
If we paid to see this, we put ourselves through the movie gauntlet so you don't have to.
I'm Darren Hayes.
I'm Anthony Armentano.
And this is a movie podcast where we pay to see movies the week that they open and then just tell you our honest opinion about them.
We sometimes go off topic.
Can dogs smile?
See?
We might sometimes be a little not safe for work.
He means we swear.
Well, sometimes a movie is so f***ing terrible.
Or f***ing awesome.
That you have to.
Isn't this a great advertisement to check out We Paid to See This?
You can listen to the show at podcast1.com.au.
Or download the Podcast One app.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. Same,
but backwards. As reigning champ, would you like to explain to the beautiful people of Australia how this works?
Well, basically how it works is Carrie steps up to the plate and I smash her back down to earth as we play hit tunes backwards. First to buzz in gets to guess what it is. If you get it right, usually your name's Tommy. If you get it wrong, usually your name's Carrie. Yeah. And then I walk away the victor while you're still going, and then we've got to slowly fade your microphone
I'd
down.
I'd like to argue that, but that's pretty much sums it up perfectly. All right, let's do this.
All right, first song. We're good to go?
Good to go. Okay, I think this is the glorious performer from the NRL Grand Final. Is it Macklemore Glorious?
Yes, it is.
Woo!
Oh. I had nothing then. Yeah,
out of the gates, 1-0.
Because it's not his bit singing.
Yeah.
Anyway.
All right, we ready for song
I was going to go, Christine Arnoux. Oh, I'm not even close.
All right, next up, here we go.
Tommy.
Yep.
This is What's Your Flavour, Craig David.
Damn straight it is.
See, MC, this is what a great champ does. He lets the competitor think they have a go, and then he just
don't
absolutely...
Don't get too cocky yet.
Okay, well, give us the next one.
All right, okay.
Tommy!
Carrie!
By like a millisecond.
No way, that was
Carrie,
me!
By a no, millisecond.
Okay, who is it?
Okay, it is another great performer from the weekend. It's The Killers.
Yes, it is. What song is it?
Bright Side.
Damn it. It's not Bright Side. Bright Side. You missed it. It's not Bright Side.
Isn't it?
Well, there's an extra
MC,
part.
MC, is yes. it Bright Side or is it something else?
Well,
Mr. Bright Side.
Oh, yeah, she's very good. Okay. Yeah.
Yes. Can you believe I picked two songs from sporting events? What's happened to me?
I mean, yeah. Now I'm worried again. All my cockiness is gone.
All right, okay. Reigning champ, you ready?
Oh, okay.
Here we go. That's tough.
Tommy, I know what it is. Yep. Tommy, it's Spice Girls.
Yes, it is.
Spice Girls.
Yeah.
Oh, you have to say the name.
Oh, yeah, you do too.
Spice
well, it's called Wannabe. Everybody knows it.
Only now because it's played forward.
Oh, looks like it's too old. Thanks, MC. You looked after me on that.
I'm annoyed because I said Bright Side instead of Mr. Bright Side and you got Spice Girls.
But then I waited until I got to hear it forwards and remembered the name.
That doesn't count, that one.
Oh, well, competitor disgruntled once again.
No, you know what's bad about this? You've actually broken the rules.
Do you know what's bad? Once you get upset, you get worse. So this feeds into my technique.
Well, I don't like breaking the rules.
What's wrong with your face? Just relax. We're having fun.
We're going on
making
this
some radio together.
Slightly broken rules. It's now to all. This is the decider.
Carrie,
oh,
happy,
very
Pharrell,
good.
Get stuff. I'm
as
happy.
Tommy walks away from the desk in disgust.
There's your right cheek.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Let's do this.
When we look back upon the week that was, we reflect on the moments that made Carrie and Tommy Wrapped or Raw.
It's always good to reflect.
Isn't it good to reflect?
There's growth in reflection, I feel.
Sometimes there is. Sometimes there's also pain. If you look back, you think, oh, that's hurt me again. Okay. MC, it's been great, haven't you, the week?
It's been good being here.
I thought we may as well to include you. Would you mind? And I know this involves you obviously playing and speaking, so we're going to ask you to multitask, but would you mind kicking us off?
I'm rapt that I got the chance to spend the time this week with the two of you, and I learned really quickly that you don't need to spend a lot of time with you for everyone to feel completely comfortable with each other. I mean, this happened on on day three this week when Carrie was attempting to put her legs over her head.
I don't know what's happened, but it started out loose. Yeah. It started loose already. We haven't even started the show.
Oops. I took my shoes off because they were smelling a bit. And then for some reason, I wondered whether I could get...
Don't say what you did.
My feet above my head and
I can't. I wasn't comfortable looking anywhere.
No, I didn't do it in your direction.
Yes, you did. You said, look at this.
But not at my bits. Like, I did that against the wall.
So thank you. I wanted
to welcome you.
No,
into
and
the
you
family.
Did, and I won't forget it anytime soon.
And isn't it so great? Those relatable moments, like when you take your shoes off and then your legs go above your head.
You've all done it.
Oh, you guys know when that happens.
Well, I was going to say I was wrapped about something else, but I guess I'm wrapped about two things. I'm wrapped that I realised I still have the flexibility I had when I was five, but I'm also wrapped that I'm still alive.
I just have a lot of issues. Go on, continue.
What?
You continue.
I am wrapped that I'm still alive after eating off coleslaw. I brought in some extremely off, slimy, stinky coleslaw that I was served up for dinner last night.
Oh, no.
I want you to smell what I discovered when I opened this pack, and I want you to feel it, okay? Smell it first, then feel it.
Hang on. don't.
Smell this.
I'm going to bucket or something just in case.
Imagine if we put that reaction to me putting my hands above my head, legs above my head.
You're just going, hey, guys, look at this. And then MC just going, someone get a bucket. MC, if you wouldn't mind twinkling those fingers one last time. Very good.
First time at playing the harp is extraordinary.
He's a man of many skills.
I haven't even confirmed that that is a harp, but I've always assumed that that's just what it is.
So are you wrapped or raw this week?
Well, I am. I'm absolutely wrapped. I'm absolutely wrapped because, like most great champions in their field, this week I faced a bit of adversity when my co-hosts, my colleagues, producers included, doubted what I was capable of. And they said, They said, you want to do a segment called Run-Ins with Rappers? You want to do a segment called Run-Ins with Rappers? And no one's going to call in. And I said, give the kid a chance and let him do the segment anyway. And you said, okay, but it'll fail. And did it? Let's find out.
You should have never doubted me.
Apparently, lots of people have had run-ins with rappers.
Rusty, have you had a run-in with a rapper?
With Travis Scott.
Huss, who did you have a run-in with?
I had a run-in with Ja Rule.
Marley, who did you have a run-in with?
I ran into Kanye West at the David Jones food court and hugged him.
Sadek, who'd you have a run-in with?
Snoop Doggy Dogg.
Carrie thought we weren't going to get any.
I didn't think we'd get it one caller. It was one of our biggest talk topics we've had in a long time.
Roxy, who did you have a run-in with?
Jay-Z and Beyonce.
I think it could be a regular segment. Running with rappers.
Okay. I love it.
I mean, I take that back. I'm done with the segment now. We don't need to have a weekly thing.
We're
going
to do it again.
I think we're done.
Next week.
But I'm glad we had a week of highs. We were all wrapped. It's a good way to end the show.
I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll do two brand new segments every week. Legs behind your head. Running with rappers.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Guys, another week. It's in the books. It's done. It's dusted.
It's been a massive week. A massive day. We had this huge activation at lunchtime today at a shopping centre in Melbourne High Point. Everyone came down with their beanies on. We had this massive beanie pick to sort of end our Beanies for Brain Cancer campaign. I've still got goosebumps. It was so good. Thank you to everyone that came down, anyone that donated throughout the campaign. We are just adding it up now, so we'll know by Monday how much we've raised, but we've fully beaten our target. And there's still been a couple of cold days around the country, so if you do want to warm your head with a beanie, go to carriesbeaniesforbraincancer.com and grab yourself one.
Gorgeous bunch of people. You know the great thing about doing your good deed on your Fridays as well? You can be debaucherous on the weekend and you're still up with karma points.
We're back on Monday. Have a great weekend.
The Carrie and Tommy catch-up is ready to podcast now on radio app or iTunes.
Follow Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram at Carrie Tommy Show.